you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
The pandemic has affected us in many different ways. Our typical rituals have been upended. People that we get together, maybe more or less according to a regular schedule, we're not seeing them on that same schedule. There are just certain sorts of rituals, sorts of time markers that we're not able to take part in because of the pandemic. I'd like to hear from you how that's affected your sense of time, how it's affected your sense of the calendar and of the season. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. There's so much that's just different, that's very odd, that that doesn't even feel in a specific time, I think, because of the pandemic. I know this is something that researchers have actually been looking at, how lockdown, for example, affects our memory, because we're in being in the same environment, for example, we're not stretching our memory in the same ways as when we're out in the world, driving around, looking for locations, figuring things out. So I'd like to hear how time affects you now in your life, or the calendar affects you differently than pre-pandemic. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Mary in Montclair, good to have you with us on AirTalk.
Thank you. I stopped wearing a watch because I don't need to be any particular place at any particular time, and it's been very freeing and wonderful.
Well, and is your day very different as a result of that? Are there certain things that were really time-bound in the past that you kind of, those float around now?
Well, things just have, I make my own schedule now. I don't have to be any particular place that I have not scheduled myself, so no watch necessary. I get up when I want to. I go to bed when I want to. It's been wonderful.
So are you going to be bummed out when we're back to meeting in person? You have meetings and you're expected to be places.
I suppose it'll be different, but I'm enjoying it so far.
All right, Mary, thank you so much in Montclair. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. And of course, we had a reminder of the clock just a day before yesterday, with daylight saving time coming into effect and us having to change our clock, even if we don't have to be somewhere at the same time. I actually had a virtual wedding to attend yesterday afternoon, so I had to make sure that the clock was changed for me yesterday. I don't know if that's the last online wedding I'll be attending. Hopefully the pandemic will be under control enough. We'll be back to enough to normal that the next one I attend will be in person. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. And I loved hearing Mary because she sounded so relaxed. You could sort of hear the exhale as she talked about what it's like not having to live according to her watch. I'd like to hear from you what you think about that, and how perhaps being divorced from the calendar, being separated from your watch, time being very different, how that's affected things. I know, for example, there are annual meetings that often, you know, people have that they've delayed as a result of it. I've had doctor's appointments I've talked about that I've put off. I want to wait until I'm fully vaccinated before I have those regularly scheduled annual doctor's appointments, just to be extra safe. 866-893-KPECC. John in Pasadena, you're on Air Talk. How has time changed for you during the pandemic?
Well, I care for my disabled mother, and I'm not otherwise employed right now, and I'm not able to go to school because of the pandemic, and I've lost all sense of proportion of time. Months will go by when between seeing a friend of mine, and I think it's days, but it's actually been months, and it's gotten very spooky, and I have to keep track of everything with a calendar, and then I forget to check the calendar, and I've missed important dates, and it's because I've lost all sense of proportion of time because of the isolation and how long this has been going on for.
Yeah, and for you, on balance, is this a positive or negative?
Extremely negative, extremely negative. It, for some reason, losing a sense of proportion of time also affects your motivation to get things done.
Yeah, I could see where that is, because that sort of that press of time doesn't even exist. So what is it, going back to work that you think is going to be, or going to school? What for you is going to represent getting back into the calendar?
Being able to socialize with people directly, not through Zoom, not through the telephone, but in person safely, so that in social interactions, somehow they give you a sense of proportion in time passing and your obligations. And it's very strange. I've never had a sense like this before, where I literally lost a sense of time despite having a watch and using a calendar.
It's really eerie, isn't it?
Yes, it's like you're in some sort of limbo, and I think it directly affects people's, both their mood and their sense of motivation and their ability to be motivated.
John, I've heard professional athletes say that they have no sense of the calendar, really no sense of time, because their whole life is sort of built around when the next game is on the schedule and getting there or leaving there. So sort of everything else, the day of the week, the time of the, they eat at all hours because of when the games and practices are. And they describe this is their, when they're in season with their sports, it's kind of like this. The only thing that exists is the game and transit to or from. And I thought that was so odd. And here, in a sense, many of us are living that. John, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Mike in Fullerton, how has time affected you during the pandemic?
Well, it's been, you know, I heard your caller, Mary, talking about the sort of a sense of freedom of it. I have exactly the same opposite experience. I just feel disconcerted and disconnected. And I told the caller, it's like being on a life raft in the middle of the ocean and not knowing where you're headed and not having any kind of idea of when you're going to get there. That's the feeling I have right now.
Yeah, yeah. And that sort of floating that you're describing, what's going to help you feel more tethered?
I think that once we get back to some sense of normalcy, the president talks about the 4th of July getting together. If that actually happens, we're safely able to get together with our loved ones, our close family members, I think that'll start to have us connect a lot better. One thing I realized here that kind of got to me, how much, and I don't feel like I'm a hugger, but I need to hug people.
Yeah.
I don't have that opportunity. I mean, my neighbors walk by my house and wave. I go, I actually say that to them. I can't believe how much I need to hug you guys.
Yeah. You speak for a lot of people, Mike, with that. And yeah, I don't think you have to be a big hugger to feel the total absence of it during this time. Mike, thanks very much. Let's see. Diana in Indio in the Coachella Valley. Thank you. Diana, how has time affected you during this past year?
Hello, Larry. It's really, in the beginning, it was really a challenge for me, but my coping mechanisms that have worked beautifully is having scheduled, not-to-be-missed Zoom calls. I have two of them. It helps me keep cadence to marking the days of the week and the month. The first one I have every Sunday morning at 11:30 without fail with 16 commercial real estate women from California to Milan, Italy. Without fail, we have a weekly call. And we have a moderator, we have a topic of discussion, and it's helped us stay connected on this Zoom call. So
that's nice.
We'll mark our 1 year.
Very good. So it does give you some sense of time, because that's built into your calendar. Diana, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, and I want to hear about things like what Diana's describing, these sorts of ways to give a sense of regularity to the schedule. Amber in Windsor Hills in Southwest LA, good to have you with us. What's your sense of your schedule like?
It's their Saturday. That's how it feels. I'm a recording artist, and I released an album at the beginning of 2020 and had st- started to put together my tour schedule, and that was like how I was going to mark time in general. And of course, that went away. And then I, you know, I have my family over for Thanksgiving. And by the way, I'm isolating by myself during all of this.
Mm.
So, you know, I didn't have Thanksgiving. I didn't have Christmas. My mother had a stroke during all of this. I couldn't be with her. My, you know, one of my other sisters is her caretaker. The only touch I've had, I heard a previous caller talking about like needing a hug. The only touch I've had is I have a shoulder injury and the doctors are touching my shoulders. And I'm just amazed at how much I realize the void of not being touched, you know?
Yeah, and isn't it funny, something as routine as just a doctor checking your shoulder, that human touch carries such a different feeling than it would have pre-pandemic. Amber, where were you scheduled to go on your tour?
Oh, I was supposed to go to Denver. I was supposed to go to New Orleans. I was supposed to go to Southern Florida. And I had a couple of other things that were pending, and all of it's gone.
Yeah. So yeah. What sorts of material do you perform?
Oh, I'm a jazz vocalist.
Oh, very good. And your full name, Amber?
Amber Weeks.
Amber Weeks. Great. That's terrific. We'll look forward to hearing from you. And we sure hope that your tour schedule in support of your album release gets reestablished very, very soon. Have you gotten any word as to whether when you might be able to go to those venues?
Not yet. We're just starting the discussions. I mean, the good part is I've been able to continue to record even inside of this or get my project's done. So I actually have something else coming out in May. So hopefully that's going to help. No one knows yet, you know, because all the states have different requirements. And then with the percentages being what they are, some of the venues aren't sure if it's lucrative to open yet.
Yeah. All right. And so Pure Imagination, your latest album, right?
Yes.
All right. Amber, thanks. Good to have you with us. Amber Weeks in Windsor Hills. Let's talk next to Jenna in Costa Mesa. Jenna, good to have you with us. How's time or the absence of a sense of time affected you during the pandemic year?
Well, I got a call this morning from a friend who reminded me that she had a hotel reservation for my wedding this weekend that we had to postpone. And I had completely forgotten that it was this weekend or that it was coming up, and the loss of when we postponed it. And I mean, it was postponed several times, but this was the final date. I felt a little unmoored, like, oh, I forgot this was even something that I should mark.
Isn't that what would have been this huge day for you, and it just sort of passed?
Yeah. It's been an odd experience, especially thinking of, you know, the calendar events coming up or people reminding me, and that it took an outside reminder for me to know that that was happening.
Yeah. So you're getting married in December?
I'm getting married in December, and the hope is to have friends and family be able to be together and celebrate. And, yeah, it's... It'll be good to have people together.
Yeah, absolutely. Jenna, the very best to you with your upcoming marriage. Thank you for sharing that. That's Jenna in Costa Mesa. And Yasmin in Griffith Park, responding to our first caller, Mary, who was talking about the freedom of not having to wear a watch during the pandemic. Yasmin said, I actually started wearing a watch. I've been jumping in the ocean, swimming, get exercises, and started wearing one so I can get home on time. I'm actually more aware of time. That's Yasmin in Griffith Park. Thank you for your terrific calls. I appreciate it so much. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Coming up, we'll talk about the dramatic increase in production of adult-targeted animation. These are the series like BoJack Horseman, like Bob's Burgers, like Rick and Morty, that have become extraordinarily popular. And of course, you can produce them during a pandemic, unlike live action, which has been much more difficult with all the COVID-19 precautions. We'll talk about the explosion. I want to hear from you, your favorite examples of adult animated series, 866-893-KPECC, back in 90 seconds.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.